They had the wrong microphone to me. We are just getting to Coach Al Sauter here. The family is down on the floor here. Eventually, they'll present him the banner. Looks like they're going to have a video shown, and things are going to go here. So, I think for right now, since most of this is going to be video and a lot of it you won't be able to hear, we may go away from this. And a lot of it is just going to be a very brief presentation of the banner and a lot of video and other things. So we'll see how this goes. Feely's saying they're turning the lights down so you can see, and then the lights where he is are off, and then the print font is very small. So we'll see how this goes. We may not have much of this that you'll be able to hear very well.
Thank you.
standing ovation for Kate Sutter. Obviously well deserved. There's a welcome back to Tom Sauter and another standing ovation for him. Association presenting DVDs and some other things to the family, and very honored to have the head of the OHSAA here. Listening in the archives later, and if you were here, you saw a very nice video put together by Curtis Gruby. You got to see some of the highlights, and Harold is talking to Tom Sauter right now. Sutter. They presented him the one of the game balls for tonight, plus the banner that hung here for over 40 years for the 1971 state basketball championship. Very nice ceremony, and this is there's no admission fee for the game tonight, and they are taking donations for the longest day. A charity that's set up for research and care and so forth for Alzheimer's. So if you're not at the game and you do want to donate to this cause, I'm sure all you have to do is write a check out, make it out to the longest day, and mail it to Fort Recovery High School. I do not know the post office box number, but if you mail it to Fort Recovery High School, I am sure the post office will try to get that to them. Or you can send it to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, and we will be sure that it will get to the Longest Day charity. So, again, if you're interested in doing that, you can send that to Fort Recovery High School. Make sure you write the check out to the Longest Day, and they will get that in with the rest of it. I haven't been out in the lobby for a little bit, but both entries had big containers with a lot of cash and checks in it. So I think this is going to be a very successful event. Win, lose, draw, it's just a really good experience. So we'll take a little break, and we'll be back with the post or the pregame show very shortly. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. Make your plans now to attend the 17th annual NRA banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 17th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5, and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 a couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings, including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hall at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 17th annual NRA banquet on Saturday, February 17th. The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 22nd, from noon to 6 p.m. They suggest that you make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are welcome. There's always a need for blood no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's blood drive on Monday, January 22nd between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC. The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
This isn't Madison Square Garden. These drills probably won't make anyone a number one draft pick. But these players are practicing for something important. While they work on their jump shots, they're also learning teamwork, discipline, self-confidence, how to deal with wins and losses. Skills that will make them winners long after they leave the court. Support high school activities in your community. Because when kids take part, they get set for life.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Key. Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here, Portside Fieldhouse varsity boys competition between the Worthington Kilborn Wolves and the Fort Recovery Indians in Chase during that little I just came here 2 years ago, but that was a special presentation that the staff of Fort Recovery gave to Coach Al Souder. There you go.
Yeah, that was neat to see, and they presented Al Souder with the state banner that's hung here in the gym for years, and it was just really neat to see and hear his son, Tom Souder, talk. And coming back to Fort Recovery, you can definitely tell it's meant something to him and his family.
Yep. And he gave a little talk right before, and he said, when people ask where he's from, he always says, no doubt about Fort Recovery. And he talked about how his guys, he talked to how good Fort Recovery really is. And we're here, Wing Street Market pregame show, and the Indians are going to take on Chase, we talked about during the JV, or right at the beginning of the JV game, how more, they're built. Yeah, they're no small guys.
It's a bigger school, and it looks like they have solid athletes out there, and their JV team was really athletic and had some shooters on it, so I can expect a hard-fought game for the Indians, and I don't know much about them, but I'd assume they're athletic and they're going to give us a good ball game.
Yep, and we're going to take a break here on the Wing Street Market pregame show. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wing Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. Wayne Street Market pregame show. And about four-ish minutes from the start, we have no starter still. Yep. Coach Vaughn has come up here to get a schedule for us. And Brock are going to be bringing you this game. Chase Bruns, me, Reese Rogers, and Darren Sheffer. So we still have no starters. I'm guessing, what, Coach Bashel would go back to the regulars. And that's a, yeah, probably. Knappy, Judy, Ryan, Clay Schmitz, and Cade Wendell, as I'd have to guess, is going to be his starters in four. Kilbourne, I have no clue. I mean, these dudes are not no skinny. They got some muscle on them, for sure. And we got about 3 minutes here. Wayne Street Market pregame show. We do not have a talk with the coach. And our first quarter sponsor, Wrangler Hardware, coming up this week. Makeup game Monday with the New Bremen Cardinals. Freshman game at 4:30, followed by the JV and Varsity game. Varsity will be simulcasted by WPGW Rob Weaver. Tuesday, the girls are out to South Adams. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game. Thursday, girls will host Versailles. Huge game. And Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game. Friday, the boys at Versailles. And that should be a fun one for
That'll
sure.
That'll be a good one.
And like Darren was saying, or a little bit ago, they play Sydney at Flying to the Hoop tomorrow, I think, and that should be a good one. And then Saturday, the boys that will host Arcanum and Fort Recovery will broadcast that game too. So we're going to take one more quick break, come back with starters, and a start of the game here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4850.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports is not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Starting for the Indians, number 2, Petey Judy. Number 5, Ryan Braun. Number 14, Kay Wendell. Number 12, Clay Schmitz. And number 0, Grant Kanapke. And for the Kilborn, Chase.
Number 3, Braden Carter. Number 2, Caden Daugherty. Number 0, Ian Shoup. 22, Chase Brown. And 33, Jake Hershey.
So, Indians are getting their starters in deuce. We're going to take one more quick break here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. About to start the varsity competition between the Worthington Kilborn Wolves and your Fort Recovery Indians. Coached under Coach Bayshore and head coach for the Wolves, Tom Souter. And we're about to start here. Like I said, starting for the Indians, Petey Judy, Kay Wendell, Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz, Ryan Braun.
Hello. My bad guy.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Barry Shepard, am I right?
There he is. Jerry Snodgrass. Great guy.
Great guy, is he?
Jump balls
that
off.
That was the worst.
Might as well just hear, here's the ball. So, number two, Daugherty has it. He gives it out to 33, Hershey. Swings it to Daugherty, over to Shoup. Shoup has it on the left wing, over to Daugherty. Gets the ball screen. Now gives it up top, Shoup. Shoup over to Hershey. Hershey swings it over to corner, Carter. Carter to Hershey on the top. He dribbles all the way around the arc. Now stops, gives it out to Carter. Carter back to Hershey. Hershey finds a cutting Daugherty, but that ball's loose, and Ryan Braun comes up with it.
Ryan Braun gives it to Cade Wendell. Cade gives it to Petey Judy. I don't know why are we not having the numbers on the board or whatever, but
yeah,
Petey Judy has it. Gives it to Brian Brawny at the free throw line. Brian Braun will give it to back to Petey Judy. Petey looking to Clay Schmitz, not there. Gives it to the left side. Grant Canapi into Clay Schmitz. Clay will make a move up and no good. Rebound by the Wolves.
Daugherty will push it up the floor to Hershey. Hershey has it on the left wing. Looks inside to 22 Brown. Brown has it at the foul line. Now kicks it out to Daugherty. Thinks about a three. Nothing there. Up to Hershey. Back to Daugherty. And he'll back it out. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Daugherty will give it over to Shoup. Shoup has it in the right corner. Now back up top to Brown. Brown swings it all the way over to Daugherty. Now Shoup has it in the corner. And he'll dribble around the arc. Give it back up to Daugherty. Now back to Shoup. Shoup on the left wing. He gives it up top to Brown. Now swings it all the way over the other side. Carter. Carter on the right wing. Now gives it up top Hershey. Over to Daugherty in the corner for three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebounded Schmitz.
Play will give it up to Grant Canapi. Grant will make a move into the paint. Lose it. And Wolves will come up with it.
Carter gives it up to Shoup. Shoup on the left side. Gets it stolen by Petey Judy. He'll take it the other way.
Petey will go quick. We'll go to the lane. Make a left-hand layup. And good. Two-point basket. Petey Judy.
Shoup has it. Up the floor for the Wolves. Wolves over to Hershey. Hershey from the top of the key. Three ball. No good. Rebounded Canapi. Canapi will bring it the other way.
Canapi going.
Back it out. Back it out.
Back it out to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz. Out to PDG. PDG will line. Fire up a long three. No good. Rebounded by Canapi. Loses it. And
that's a foul. I'm sorry.
It goes to Cade Wendell. Cade will make a move up and good. Two-point basket. Cade Wendell.
Daugherty will bring it up the left side, up to Carter. Carter on the left wing, guarded by Grant Canapi. Up to Daugherty at the top of the key. He'll get a ball screen. He'll drive right side down the lane, back out to Carter. Carter swings it to Hershey. Deep three from the top, in and out, no good. Rebounded Cade Wendell.
Cade will bring up strong for the Indians. 4-0 on score. Cade will get out to Clay Schmitz, top of the key, over the right side, Petey Judy. Petey will get in to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun makes a move, dishes back out to Clay Schmitz. Clay will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebound by Cade Wendell. Pop it. Did not make it, so they're going to line shoot two. Foul will be on number three, Brandon Carter, his first.
Indians first. Really working hard on the glass early with a couple offensive rebounds that got him out to this 4-0 lead.
Kate's first one up. Ooh, no good.
Subs in for Kilbourne. I don't even think he's 23. He's not even on the roster. Cade makes his first. He'll get his second. Puts it up and good. 5-0. Your score. Ball up to Hershey. Now swings it to number 23. Over to Hershey. Hershey up top to Wilson. Wilson has it on top. Over to Shoup. Shoup in the corner. He looks inside. Now finds 24. Hands it off to Wilson on a
passed up a layup.
Yeah. Now out to 23. Back inside
ball
to
down,
Wilson.
Kay,
Wilson
charge.
Back to 23. 23 pulls up from 15 feet. Air ball. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves. Back out to Hershey. Over to Wilson. Wilson gives it over to number 23. 23 has it on the right wing up to Shoup. He's at the top of the key. Now picks up his dribble. That's a travel. Gives it over to Hershey. Hershey will dribble. Shoot a long three. No good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz.
Clay will hand it off to Petey Judy. Judy has it. will make pull.
And that's a foul.
And Clay Smith comes up with a board. PDG will
and one. Up. God,
no
just
foul.
Murdered.
And the Wolves will go take it their way.
23 has it on the left side. He'll drive in. No good. Rebounded Judy.
Judy will slow it down for the Indians. Give it up to Cave Wendell. Cave will
shoot it.
No, that's even better.
That's a better shot.
That's a better shot.
Indians off to an 8-0 lead, and Tom Souter wants a timeout, so we'll take one with him.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek's dad, you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back to your Fort Sutt Fieldhouse. Indians off to a quick lead, 8-0. Off of PDG, made three. The Wolves will unbound it.
PDG's got five.
3:39 left in the first quarter. Inbound goes to Wilson. Cade Wendell guarding him in the full court. Wilson dribbles middle. Now gives it over to Hershey. Hershey has it at the top. Hands off to Archule. I don't know. Out to Wilson. Wilson guarded by Wendell. Wilson will drive around the three-point line. Hands off to Shoup. Shoup will drive middle, pull up from 10 feet up, and gets the kind roll. It'll go in for their first points of the ball game. 8-2. Your score.
And PDG has it.
He will give it over to the left side, Braun, to the left corner, Wendell. Cade has it, gives up to Grant. And after over to right side, Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will get into Clay Smith. Clay will fire up along a five-footer up, no good. Rebound by the Wolves. Wilson pushes it up court for the Wolves. Now hands off to Hershey. Hershey isn't afraid to shoot. Now over to Wilson. Wilson has him left wing. Hands off to Archule. He drives in the lane up down the middle, and he'll score. So back-to-back layups by the Wolves cuts it to a four-point game.
Cade Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Cade will give it over to Grant Kanacki to left side Braun.
Gavin
Ryan gives it to Petey. Back over to Ryan. Ryan looking to Clay. Will make a move to baseline. Dish out to Clay Schmitz over to Grant Kanacki. Grant will travel.
Yep. Grant's got to look to shoot the three.
Yep. Yeah.
He hasn't made some recently, and I think it's shot his confidence a little bit. He's got it. He's got to be one of these scorers for the Indians. I mean, he's got to be ready to shoot at all times.
Yep.
Ball will go over to the Wolves. Inbound to Wilson. Wilson will drive on Cade Wendell. He gives it out to Baker. Baker swings it to Wilson. Over to another Wilson. Inside to Hershey. Puts up over his right shoulder. No good. Rebounded Kanapke.
Kanapke will push up to Ryan Braun. Ryan in the right corner gives it to Petey Judy. He loses it, gets it back, over to Grant Kanapke. Grant will fire up a long three up and good.
Three-point basket, Grant Kanapke.
Zach Wilson pushes up the floor for the Wolves, guarded by Cade Wendell. Hands off to Baker. Baker at the left wing. Gives it to Hershey at the top. Hershey will hand off to Shoup. Shoup drives in, kicks out to Zach Wilson. Over to Baker, back to Wilson. He'll hand off to Shoup. Now back out to Baker at the top. Baker will kick out to Hershey. Hershey drives middle. He shoots a left-handed 10-footer. No good. Rebound Clay Schmitz.
Clay will give it up to Petey.
Petey will make a all the way.
Wow.
Coast to coast. Layup Petey Judy.
Petey Judy now is 7.
Petey smooth inside. Right and left-handed. Wilson guarded by Cade Wendell. Over to Shoup. Shoup in the left-right corner. Up top to Baker. Swings it all the way around to Zach Wilson. Over to Hershey at the top of the key. Off the back, no good. Rebounded Ryan Braun.
Ryan will give it up to Cade Wendell. Cade will make a move to the middle. Dish out to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves. And will be a foul on Clay Schmitz. His first, team's first.
Weak foul.
Blaine Pilley about to check in for the Indians. In for
I gotta get Clay.
Schmitz.
Yep, Clay's tired. He's working hard on the glass.
Yep.
I bet he's got about five boards already.
He's getting a lot of good shots inside. Just can't get him to fall.
Yeah. 13-4 score. 42 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Dottery bring it up against Cade Wendell.
Dustin Woods is in the building.
I told you he'd be here.
Doorway.
I told you. Over to Shoop on the left corner.
I'm going to take a picture of
him. Up top. Send him a Snapchat.
Yep.
Dottery drives. Now finds Wilson inside. He puts it up. No good. Rebound to Petey Judy.
Petey. Slowly bringing up, and I'm guessing Coach Bayshore wants the last shot. 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Wrangler Hardware, our sponsor. Kate Wendell offside. Get it up to Grant Canapio, right side, Ryan Braun. Ryan will dish out to PDG for a long three basket up, and Petey Judy. 10 points so far on the night.
Let's go!
Pushes up to Baker. Baker on the baseline. He gets out the
He didn't get off.
He didn't get off in time. Oh, so 16-4 your score at the end of one. We'll take a quick break and be back after this.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wrangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Quartzsite Fieldhouse, 16-4 our score. Darian's Mr. Woods sitting to our left.
Yep, Mr. Woodrow. We got a special guest. We'll probably put him on a halftime or something, talk to him a little bit. He seems ready to go.
Ryan Brown will inbound it. Second quarter sponsor for Recovery Insurance. Ryan Brown gets in two. Cade Wendell. 16-4 score. PG has 10 lead scorers so far. Ryan Brown will give it to PD and be tipped out off.
I don't know if I've seen that before.
See that?
The ball got deflected and went up in this hoop. It didn't go in, but it was up there.
So it'll stay with the Indians. Ryan Brown will get into PDG. On the floor for the Indians now, Judy, Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, Blaine Toby, and Grant Canapke. Petey gives over
Grant. Go around this kid, Grant.
And Cade, he'll be deflected and should stay with the Indians. Yes, it will. So Ryan Braun went inbound.
Finley.
What's that?
Finley is our offense, buddy.
I know. Cade Wendell has it. Cade Wendell on top of the key. 16-4
screen. Pick and roll action.
Petey Judy gets screened by Ryan.
That's out.
Petey will fire up a long three. No good. Rebound by the Wolves.
Your shot.
Baker gets the rebound. Gets it all the way up court to Dottery.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, he missed.
I wouldn't have been it.
Missed layup by Dottery of Kilborn, and it'll go the other way.
Grant Matthew over to Blaine Toby. Blaine will attack.
And one.
And
Blaine's got to learn that his role is to rebound and block shots, and that's just not a good shot, that possession. Baker underneath.
I thought he was
puts it up.
Bounce.
And no good. Rebounded Peyton Judy.
Petey has it and brings up for the Indians. Petey will get a scream from Ryan Braun. Takes it. We'll make a move back to Ryan Braun. Ryan has it up to the top of the key. Blaine Toby. Blaine into Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun.
Score.
And we'll make a move
good
up.
Move.
5 meter up.
Ryan.
And good. 2-point basket. Jimmy, Ryan Jimmy. Braun.
Dottery gets it up to Baker on the left side. Baker at the left wing, guarded by Petey Judy. Baker picks
Father
up the dribble, looks
in
inside, now swings it to Shoop. Shoop inside to Zach Wilson, and we have a hold on Grant Canapke. Grant's first, team second. Derek Judy will enter the game for Grant Canapke. Wolves have it, and they'll inbound it. Wilson gets it into Hershey. Hershey in the corner for three, and that rolls around and goes in. So that makes the score 18-7 for Fort Recovery leads.
Cade Wendell Crossing half court. 16-7. 6-11 in the second quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance. Ryan Braun has it. Ryan will bring it back up top. Gives over to Derek Judy. Derek will give it over to Pete. He will pull up about 15-footer up. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves.
Dip in at one time.
Baker gets it up court, and he puts up a 10-footer, and good.
Derek Judy up to Cade Wendell. Cade will give it over left side. Ryan Braun. Ryan has it. Will make a move. And dish it back out to Petey Judy. Petey will give it to the right corner. Cade Wendell and tipped away. Cade Wendell comes back up with it. Out to Ryan Braun. Long three up. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves.
Hershey hands off to Wilson. He'll run down the court. He drives middle. Kicked away by the Indians. Ryan Braun comes up. So he'll take it the other way.
Ryan will take a move.
Oh. Block.
Block.
No way.
It's a horrible call. Kevin Mangus, that's his name, that ref.
Really?
Kevin Mangus. The Wolves will have possession. They get it into Daugherty. He'll walk it up the court, guarded by Derek Judy. Daugherty gives it to Baker on the left side. Baker looks in, now swings it to Hershey. Hershey in the corner, gets it to Wilson at the high post, now drives in on, yep, Blaine, and they'll get Blaine with a foul, so Thomas Wilson will go to the line, shooting two.
Sure, Ron about checking for the Indians. Niner score, 4:59 left in the second.
Wilson's first one's up and no good.
Trevon checks in for Blaine Covey.
Wilson will put up his second one, and that one is good. 18-10 your score.
Ryan Bryan bounds it to Petey, back to Ryan. Ryan will give it up to Cade. Cade up to Derek Judy, up to Trevon, up, and will be fouled. So Trevon will go on shooting two.
Big Trev.
Woodrow's taking pictures down there. Look at him.
What is he doing?
Hey, Woody, put us on your story, buddy.
Put us on your story. Put us on your story. We got to get a squad pick. All right, everybody look at Woody.
Trevor's first one up, no good.
You got to get in it. Yeah, Woody.
Trevor's next one up. No good. So Trevor goes
rebounded. Thomas Wilson, he'll push it up to Daugherty on the right side. Daugherty has it back to Wilson. Over to Hershey on the top. He hands off to Daugherty. Daugherty will give it to Baker on the left wing. Up top, Hershey swings it all the way around. Over to Daugherty in the corner. He'll put up a three. No good. Rebounded Peyton Judy.
Petey, give it up to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will get back to Petey. Petey will get a screen by Trev. Goes the opposite way. Gets now the screen by Trev. To Ryan Braun on the left side. Cade Wendell. Cade will drive baseline.
Block.
And will be fouled. Blocking foul. Yep. Down number 10.
Number 10 was Zach Wilson.
So Cade Wendell will unbound it. 18-10 or score here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Into Trevon, back out to Derek Judy to left side. Wendell. Wendell will give back to Trev. Trev will dish out to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun over to Derek Judy. Derek will dish out to Trevor. Trevor over to left side, Petey. Petey to the top of key, Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will give it to nobody. He'll give it over to Petey. Petey has it into Ryan Braun. Makes a move. Puts it up.
Good
and
job,
good.
Ryan. By Brownie.
2-point basket, Ryan Braun.
Hershey gets it into Daugherty. He'll get a ball screen over to Baker. Baker on the left wing. Inside to Thomas Wilson. He'll pull up from the foul line off the front rim. No good. Tipped a long rebound over to Hershey. He'll put up a three. No good. Rebounded Cade Wendell.
Cade will bring it up for the Indians. Cade will get into the key and
charge.
Yep.
Yep.
He did it down here when he got the rebound, too.
And it'll be a foul on. Foul be on Kay Wendell.
Oh, man. Fan's not happy with the call. Ball goes to the Wolves. Daughtry walks it up for Kilbourn, guarded by Derek Jeudy, over to Zach Wilson on the left wing, over to Thomas Wilson at the top. Wilson gives it over to Hershey at the top. He'll shoot the three and in and out. He's probably 0 for 8 so far.
Yeah, I thought he was a shooter at first because they kept giving him the ball.
I'm sure he is because he keeps shooting, but still, Wolves the other way. Shoot, puts it up and good. 20-12, your score. Coach Bayshore wants a timeout, so we'll be back after this.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse. 20-12 our score here in the fourth. 2:46 left here in the fourth. Recovery Insurance. Second quarter. 20-12 our score. Ryan Braun, Grant Canapi, Cade Wendell, Clay Schmitz, and Petey Dew on the 4-4 of the Indians. And Coach Bayshore. Grant Canapi will bring it up. We'll hand it off to Cade Wendell. Cade will give it over to Petey. We'll get it on the left side. Clay Schmitz into Ryan Braun. Braun will make a move. Dish it back out to Clay. Clay will fire
get
up.
Get in there, Clay.
Long three up. No good. Rebounded by Grant over to Pete. Pete will long fire up a long three. No good. Rebound by the Wolves.
Shoot. Petey just don't have the range like I did. He's
Cole,
a shooter.
Cole, you're shooting from the parking lot.
That's a double dribble.
You hear
Thomas
me?
Wilson puts it up and good.
Cole, you're shooting from the parking lot.
Yeah.
Remember when you made that shot right in front of Coldwater's bench and Bren said, don't let him shoot? He looks at his coach and says, coach, he can't shoot. Have you got 6-3 in the game?
Yeah.
Drinking high. It's a 2-point basket.
I was shocked. Daughtry inside to Zach Wilson. He's got it on the baseline. He kicks it out to Hershey. And bad.
There was no whistle.
There was no tip. That should be our ball. Was that tip? I don't think that was tip. He just threw it out of bounds. That's awful.
So bad.
Wilson inbound for the Wolves. And up top to Daughtry. He gets a ball screen. And he drives down the left side. Puts it up and gets fouled by Petey Jeudy. That should not have been on Petey Jeudy. He had a clean block, but Grant had him, so they got that one wrong. 22-14, your score. Indians lead. Daughtry at the line for the Wolves, shooting two shots. The first one's up and good. Number 32, Arcule, is in for the Wolves, placing Thomas Wilson. Minute 38 left in the first half. And Daughtry puts up his second, and that one's good. So Wolves slowly cutting into this lead. It's an 8-point game now. Ryan Braun has it for the Indians. Dribbles up the right side of the court. He will dribble middle. And he picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Cade Wendell. Cade has it on the top. Indians being patient. Petey has it inside to Clay. Clay has it in the short corner. He'll drive baseline. Now spin middle. Kick it out, Clay. Clay puts it up and gets fouled, so he'll go to the line, shooting two shots. So 22-16, Clay at the line, shooting two shots. Clay gets his first one. He puts it up, and no good. Minute 14 left in the first half. Misses his first. He'll get one more. He puts up his second one, and that one's good. 23-16, your score. Indians lead. Daughtry brings it the other way for Kilbourn. He dribbles around, gives it over to Shoup on the left wing. Shoup looks inside, now gives it over to Hershey. He'll lob it in to Zach Wilson. He'll put it up and good. A minute left to go. Cade Wendell will bring it the other way for the Indians. Cade dribbles up, guarded by Zach Wilson. Gives it into Grant at the short corner. He drives middle, puts it up, no good. Rebounded Schmitz. He'll put it up, no good. Thought he got fouled. Nugget.
Who?
I think Grant, but I think Grant was over the back, maybe.
Like, is he jumped higher?
Yep, probably. Yep, white zero. That'd be on Grant.
That's terrible.
So, Wolves are in the 1-1. That'll send Hershey to the line, shooting 1-1. Scores 23-18. Indians lead by 5 late in the first half. Derek Jeudy checks in, replacing Grant Kanapke. And Hershey will get his front end. He'll put it up and good. So he'll get one more. Hershey at the line. Chance to make it a 3-point game. He puts it up and good. 23-20 your score. Wolves making a run here. Ryan inbounds to Clay at half court. Now back to Ryan. Ryan will dribble. He's guarded by Hershey. Bronny at the top of the key. Swings it over to Clay. Clay inside to Peyton. Petey will try to drive but gets fouled. It'll be on the floor. So Indians will have it underneath. 28 seconds left. Baker in the game for the Wolves, replacing Shoup. Cade Wendell to inbound under his own basket. He gets it in to Petey. Petey will fall down.
He didn't get fouled?
And they're going to call that he fell on the line. I guess he didn't get fouled. Ball will go over to Kilbourn. Hershey inbounds.
Mr. F thinks something's funny.
Daughtery. I imagine they'd go for the last shot. Over to Baker on the left wing with 20 seconds up to Hershey. Hershey tries to find it inside, but tipped away by Cade Wendell. It'll stay with the Wolves. 16 seconds left. Zach Wilson inbound. He gets it to Baker. Baker from 10 feet and good. 23-22 your score. About 10 seconds left. Jeudy drives middle. He'll kick it out to Clay Schmitz. Clay from the right wing. Nothing but air. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Indians with 3.7 seconds left. Chance for Indians to get some momentum before halftime here with a shot. Cade Wendell inbound. He gets it to Petey. Petey with pump fake and he'll draw the foul. 3 shots coming for Petey Jeudy. With 2 seconds left on the scoreboard. Petey at the line. He'll get his first one. He'll put up his first and good. So 24-22, he'll get 2 more shots. Petey puts up his second one, and that one's good as well, 25-22. We lost Reese. He left.
I'm here.
He decides he's not talking on the radio anymore. The only one getting paid at.
The only one getting a paycheck.
No, that doesn't count.
Reese, take us out, big guy.
Halftime, 26-22. Indians on top. We'll be back right after this. And then hopefully we're going to talk to Mr. Woods.
We are going to talk to old Woodrow over there. And, yep. We're going to prepare him for a little razzle-dazzle.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here for Sutt Fieldhouse, and they're doing a half-court competition between four students to win $50, I think. You get like a minute and a half, and I'm not sure how much. And they're heaving up shots. Well, hey. We're on. Score here, 26-22. Our scoring innings are getting there. And they're just heaving up threes, and a couple of them are getting pretty close.
We can go up there right now.
And they got 10 seconds left. The fires keep, they keep firing. Wow. And we're done. Nobody. Wow. Hey.
What do you want me to do?
Get them. We're good.
Oh, Brenzy, let me write it down.
7-6-7-2-7-7-7.
Jeez.
Throw it away.
Brenzy just lost 50-50, ladies and gentlemen. We are joined here alongside good buddy Mr. Woods. Dustin Woods, that is. Used to be an old teacher here at Fort Recovery. Mr. Woods, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Darren?
We are good. Chase, we are joined here. Mr. Woods, Chase Bruns, Darren Sheffer. Mr. Woods, what are you doing these days, buddy?
I'm currently coaching at Worthington Kilborn down in Columbus.
Don't you teach?
Well, when I went down there, I'm actually just subbing, so I'm around the districts. Olentangy is opening up a new school, so I'm trying to get in there. We'll see what happens.
Good deal. I know you were loved around Fort Recovery when you were here. You got all kinds of students running up to you. You're like a superstar when you walk in the building.
It's good to see you guys. You guys are grown up, man.
I got a beard, man. You still ain't got nothing.
No beard here. You beat me in that category.
All righty. Well, that's Mr. Dustin Woods, ladies and gentlemen. And
he ain't real talkative today, so we're going to take him off the air.
Well, one thing, we open up with a fort start of the baseball season, so hopefully we get some of this crowd down there.
Where at?
At Kilbourne.
Good deal.
You guys are going to come down.
How far drive is that?
Close to two hours.
So you live there?
Yeah. My fiance and I, we live
there. You're in Kilbourne? Okay. She's a Bama fan, though. What are you doing?
She's a Bama fan.
God.
Roll Tide. It's,
I don't know if we can have that. The other night after the National Championship game, she was throwing touchdown passes in the living room for like 2 hours.
Until
like 3 in the morning.
Boy.
Throwing touchdown passes.
Lefty, too. She did that lefty.
Yeah, she switched. Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
Woodsy.
Oh, Mr. Woods.
We'll see if we can fix that.
Well, you better get started, buddy.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
No problem.
Mr. Dustin Woods, and we are going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
I'm Kenny Cadell from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here. Fort side field house. I can't hear it. 26-22 are scored. And we're back here alongside me, Chase Brooms, Darren Sheffer.
What's that?
Just telling us who's broadcasting the game.
Well, I'm not really broadcasting. I need a day off every now and then.
Oh, geez.
Brenzy had a one-day school week.
So, yep, one day.
I imagine you're off school on Monday for Martin Luther King Day.
I am.
Reese, how about weekend. You?
Yep, off.
Yep, I don't get days off because plant don't run without me. So I got to be there. If I ain't there, the place ain't running, so you know. When you get up there someday, guys, you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, we hear you. I'm getting ready to start the second half.
Are we?
Here in Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
Is that where we're at?
Innings. I'm done. I'm leaving. Have a nice day, guys.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here for Sight Field House.
Oh,
Is he snoozing? He went 99th. Practicing his autograph for God only knows what. Yikes.
What was about the him mounting? I mean, Chase would grow up and do it. As though the number three, Carter, into number 33, Hershey. Back over to the gone cut, number 22.
On Brown. Two. That's so bad.
And we have foul on PDG. Or Clay Schmitz, my bad. And the Livingston Cobalt inbound it. Then into Hershey, into number zero. Shump out to number three, Carter. Over to the right side, over to Hershey. Back to number three, Carter. Carter will drive, put up a shot, and good. Not great defense there by Grant Knappy. He's just got to move his feet.
Yep.
Cade Wendell has it for the Indians. Cade will give it left side, Ryan Bronk. Ryan to the left corner, Grant Knappy. Grant will give it out to Petey Judy. Petey will get fouled, and yep. To the line, shooting three. Beepers. Petey will go to the line, shooting three. 26-24 here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Petey is about to throw up his first one. 26-24. Petey's first one up and good. Makes it a score 27-24. Petey throw up his second one here in a sec. 7:15 left in the third. Second one up and good. Makes their score 28-24. Baker check in for a shoot. Petey will be firing up his third. It's up and no good. You go 2 of 3 from the line. Number 2, Dowdery has it. We'll give it up to the number 23. We don't have a name for him. Gives it back to Dowdery. Dowdery will drive shot to Hershey. Hershey will fire up a 3. Up, no good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz. And it'll be a foul on number 22, Brown. His first team second. Clay Schmitz will inbound it. Give it in to Cade Wendell. 6:55 left here in the Cal Pharmacy, third quarter. 28-24 score. Cade Wendell has it, gives it over to the right side, Grant Knappy. Grant will get screened by Clay. Grant will pull about 15-footer up, no good. Rebound by number 22, Brown, and will be fouled by Clay Schmitz. Looks like Lane Toby's about to check back in for Clay. Number 33, Hershey will inbound it. We'll get in to number 2, Dottery. Back to Hershey. Hershey will bring it up. We'll give it to number 3, Carter. Back out to Dottery. Dottery up for 3, no good. Rebound by Cade Wendell. Cade will bring up strong for the Indians. Give it over to Blaine Toby. Blaine will put up a shot and a 2-point basket. Blaine Toby, 30-24. Dottery back to Hershey. Up to number 23, over to number 3, Carter. Carter will get back out to Dottery. Dottery will give it over to number 23, into Hershey. Hershey will make a move, stolen by Cade Wendell. Cade will bring it up strong for the Indians. And 2-point basket, Cade Wendell, 32-24 score here in the third. Hershey inbounds it to number 3, Carter. Up to number 23, stolen by Blaine Toby. Blaine will push up strong, give out to Cade Wendell. Cade will make a move into the middle, up and no good. Rebounded by Ryan Brown. Ryan Brown will put him up, back up and good. 2-point basket, Ryan Brown. Indians staying there, press. Get up to number three, Carter over to number 23. Number 23 will publish a shot. No good. Rebounded by K. Wendell. 34-24 here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. K. Wendell will dish off to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will publish a shot.
That's a good no call.
And it will go back.
That's a very good no call. It looked like a foul because obviously he hit the ball and Ronnie had a hard time going up with it. That's a great no call because he hit the whole ball.
Zach Wilson will check back in for Caden Dottery. Herschel inbounded to Wilson. Wilson will give it to Petey Judy. Petey will make a move and will be fouled.
That Euro looked kind of smooth.
So
if he would have went through it, yep. The guy wasn't there, it would have looked nice.
So Petey Judy will go to line shoot too. Foul will be on Zach Wilson. His second, Petey's third. Petey made 2 of 3 last time. His first one up.
How many points he got in the night?
I have no clue. I stopped.
I thought you were keeping track.
Nope. First one up ain't good. Makes his score 35-24. Petey will get his second. Petey's second up and good. Herschel inbound it to number 10, Wilson. Wilson will give it up to number 22, Brown. Brown back to Wilson. Wilson has it back to Brown. Brown will give it into the paint and back over to Wilson. Wilson will give it to number 22, Brown. Brown will dish it back out to number 10, Wilson. Fires up three, no good. PG comes up with it. PD will dish over to Ryan Braun, stolen by the Wolves. Number 23 comes up with it, up to number 22, Brown. Brown has it, gives up to number 10, Wilson. Wilson sent the offense back to Brown in the left corner. Gives it to Carter. Carter over to number 10, Wilson. Wilson will give it to number 23 over to left side, number 3, Carter. Carter to the top of key, number 22, Chris Brown over to the right side to number 23. Up to number 10, Wilson, Zach. Zach will drive, dish out to number 23. 23 will dish over to number 3, Carter, to the right corner, Brown. Brown back to Carter over to number 10. Wilson to the left side, number 23. Number 23 will dish over to Hershey into number 22, Chase Brown. Chase will pop a shot, no good. Rebounding out to number 23 over to number 3, Carter. Up and good. 3-point basket. Green Carter. PD will unbound it, give in to Cade Wendell. Cade will slowly bring it up. Cade will give it to the left side, Ryan Brown. Over to the left corner, PD Judy. PD will give it back to Ryan. Ryan will top the key, dribbles into the paint, makes a move over to Blaine Toby. Blaine will pop a shot, no good. Rebounded by number 10, Zach Wilson. Wilson will bring it up for the Wolves. Gives over number 3 in the corner. Carter up, no good. Rebound by Grant Canaffy. Grant will bring up. Fast forward, the Indians give it over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will up with a layup, up and good. 2-point basket, Ryan Braun. Number 10, Zach Wilson has it. Gives up to number 23. 23 makes a move in and easy layup missed. And number 22, Chase Brown comes up with it and will be fouling the line shooting too. 38-27 our score here in the third quarter. Cal Pharmacy sponsor. 2:56 left here in the third. Chase Brown will go line shooting two up. First one up and no good. Clayton Pearson and Derek Jeudy checking back in for Blaine Toby and Grant Knapke. Keeps their score 38-27 off a missed free throw. Brown will fire up the second, up and good. Makes our score 38-28. Clayton Pearson checked back in just a while ago. Gives in to Cade Wendell. Cade will dribble it up. Gives it, and he double dribbled. So it will go back to Worthington Kilbourne. Hershey will unbound it. We'll get into Zach Wilson. Wilson will be guarded by Cade Wendell. Wilson will get it into number 24, Wilson. And Hershey trying to make a move in the paint. Up and good. Two-point basket. Makes their score 38-30. P. Judy will bring it up for the Indians. 2:22 left here in the third. PJ has it. We'll get a screen by Ryan Braun. Pete will get into Ryan Braun. Ryan will make a move baseline and dish it out to Cade Wendell. Cade has it. Getting back into Braun. Braun making a move inside, up and good. 2-point basket. Ryan Braun. Wilson has it for the Wolves. Wilson crossing half court. Makes a move on Cade Wendell. Double team. Dishes over to number 3, Carter. Carter back up to number 33, Hershey. Hershey will fire up a long three up and good. Makes the score 40-30. One scoreboard says 40-60. And we're trying to fix the scoreboards. And we're going to take one quick break here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports is not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here for Stein Fieldhouse. I'm a little triple scoreboard. And 40-33 our score here. 57 seconds left in the Kelp Pharmacy third quarter. Clayton Pearson, Petey Judy, Derek Judy, Blaine, Kobe, and Cade Wendell on the floor for the Indians. And number 33 Hershey. Number 3, Carter. Number 24, Wilson, and other Wilson on the floor for the Wolves. PG making a move in the middle. P will throw up a shot, no good. Rebounded by number 3, Carter. Carter will make a move up and good. 2-point basket off a great move, Carter. PG will bring it up. PD has it on the right side. We'll make a move towards the baseline. Puts up a shot. Up and good. 2-point basket. Petey Judy. And number 10, Wilson has it. And we'll be tipped out of bounds by Petey. And it will stay with the Wolves. 18.5. 42-35, yeah, our score. Gives in to number 10, Wilson. Wilson has it. Snap. The offense is grabbed by K. Wendell over to number three, Carter. Carter to left corner, number 23, into, nope, stolen by Blaine Toby. Blaine will get it up to Petey. Petey has 6 seconds and will be fouled. So, 5.8 seconds left here. CP will inbound it for the Indians. 42-35 is four. Gives up to Petey. Petey will make a move. 2 seconds left. And puts up a shot, no good. And that one, their third quarter, Cal Pharmacy, or is our sponsor in fourth quarter, Fall Mechanical, will be coming up right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mark Pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Help Smart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse. Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter, 42-35 our score. On the floor for the Indians, Derek Jeudy, Grant Kanapke, Clayton Pearson, Ryan Braun, and PG. Derek Jeudy will inbound it to Grant Kanapke. Grant will hand it off to Derek Jeudy. And over to the left side, PG will get screened by Ryan. PG has it. We'll make a move to the middle. Dish over to Ryan Braun. Over to Grant. Grant has it. Gives it up to Clayton Pearson on the left side. PD Giddy. PD will hand it off to Derek. Over to Clayton. Into Ryan Braun. Ryan will pull up a shot. Up. And will be fouled. So he'll line shoot two. Foul will be on Thomas Wilson's. His second, team's fifth. Ryan will throw up his first. No good. .733 left here now. Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter. Hall Brothers free throw line. Will Ryan up and good. So, and CB deflects it out of bounds and will stay with the Wolves. Indians stay in there, man-to-man press. Hershey will inbound it for the Indians. Hershey will get it into number two, Dottier, over to number zero. Shump up to number 24, Wilson, for an easy two-point layup. Makes our score 43-37. Petey will get a screen by Ryan. Petey will pull up and will be fouled. So Petey will go line.
How is that on the floor?
Nope, it will be on the floor. So take it out underneath. CP one mount it. We'll get it into Grant Kanapke. Grant will pull up a shot. Up and good. Makes us score 45-37. Dottery will give it up to number 10. Wilson back to Dottery, over to Wilson again. Wilson will make a move. Up and good. Too easy there for the Wolves. PG has it. Petey will be, is on the right side. We'll get a screen by Ryan Braun. Takes the screen, brings it back out, gives it to the left side. CP gives it over to the left corner. Kanapke. Kanapke will pull up an 8-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Carter. Gives up to Dottery up, no. Nope, it'll be fouled. So Dottery go line, shooting two. Foul will be on Petey. Dottery will go to line. We'll go to the line, shoot two. Daughter's first one up. No good. So, keeps the score 45-39. Daughter's second one up. No good. Rebound by CP over to PD Judy. PD has across half court. Gives over the right side. Knappy. Knappy will fire up a long three up and good. 3-point basket. Grant Knappy. Wilson will give it over to number zero. Shump. Shump will give it in to Hirsch. Hirsch will put up a 2-point basket. No good. Rebound by Ron Brown over to PD Judy. Judy will bring it up for the Indians. Judy will lose it. And it'll go out of bounds. Go back to the Wolves. Carter checking back in for Daughtry. Hirsch inbounding for the Wolves. Hirsch will get it into Wilson. Wilson will drive and go back towards the hoop, up, and will be fouled. And will be a foul on number zero, Grant Canapi, his third. Team's fifth. So, number 10, Zach Wilson will go to the line shoot two. Wilson's first one up, and good. Makes the score 48-40 here in the Fall Mechanical fourth quarter. So, Wilson will go to the line for a second. Second up there, and good. 5:51 left here in the fourth. Kay will get into Ryan Brown over to PD Judy. PD will make a move for the basket. Up, no good. Rebounded by PD. Loses it, and Hirschy comes up with it. Hirschy will give up to number three. Carter up to number 10, Wilson, and makes an easy basket. So it keeps the Wolves in the game. Kay will get it into Ryan Brown. Ryan will hit Grant Canapi on cut over to, oh, he'll make a move to the middle, misses it, rebounded by the Wolves. Number 24, Wilson, will bring it up, gives it over to number 30, Carter, over to number 10, Wilson. Wilson will drive and make a move, dish out to Carter. Carter, long three up, and good. And now the Wolves are back in this game. Canapi will give it back over to Wendell. Wendell will slow it down here for the Indians. 4:56 left here in the Baller Mechanical fourth quarter. K1 gives it to the right side. Grant Canapi into the Ryan Brown. Brown will make a move up and good. Makes it a score. 50-46, and we'll take a break here. While Coach Bayshore takes time out, we'll take one with them here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Tight. Fieldhouse. 4:46 left here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter, 50-46. Indians on top by four. Indians will be back in action Monday night. New Bremen freshman game at 4:30. And JV and varsity will follow. The Wolves will mount it to number 10, Wilson. Wilson will bring up for the Wolves. He'll make a move into the paint. Up and good. Makes the score 50-48. Wendell will inbound it to Ryan Brown. Ryan will give it over to PD Judy. Give it over to PD. PD has it. PD has it. Gives it over to Grant Canapi. Grant said. Gives it over to Clay Schmitz. Clay will give it to Kate Wendell and will be a foul on number 10, Zach Wilson. His third. third. Team seven. So PD will go line shoot 1-1. PD. 1-1 chance here. 50-48 our score. Takes the first. Makes the score 51-48. 4:14 left here. Follow mechanical. Fourth quarter. PG will get the second. And makes it. So the Wolves on down it into number 10. Zach Wilson gives our number 0. Ian Shump. Shump will give back over to Wilson. Wilson setting up the offense full of the Wolves. Wilson will make a move over to Hershey. Hershey will go to the middle, dish over to number 24. Wilson, Thomas Wilson, up no good. Rebound by Petey Judy. 52-48. 4 minutes left. PG over to Clay Schmitz. Clay to the left corner, Cade Wendell. Cade will give it up top to Grant Kanapke. Over to right side, Clay Schmitz. Clay will give it over to the right corner, Petey Judy. Petey will hand it off to Cade Wendell. Cade will make a move towards the middle, get to the hoop, loses it, and it should stay with the Indians. Yes, it will. So, like I said, 52-48, 3:30 left here in the fourth quarter. Follow McCann, our sponsor. Cade Wendell bounding under the basket. Gives in to Petey. Petey will step back for a three-point basket. Up, no good. Rebounded by, it should stay with us. Nope, it will go to the Wolves. And Hershey will mount it into Zach Wilson. Wilson will give it over to Hershey. Hershey into number 24, Thomas Wilson. Back over to Zach Wilson. Zach is out to over the head of Carter, and it should be over and back. So it will go back to the Indians. Wendell will mount it. Give it into.
I can hear you.
Pretty simple. Cade Wendell up to Grant Kanapke. Grant will make a move up and no good. Rebound by Hershey. Hershey and Grant should have been jump ball, but it'll stay with the Wolves. Hershey will inbound it. And we have Troy Holman out there on the court wiping up.
Troy Holman doing some work out there. A little floor maintenance.
2:52 left here in the fourth. 52-48. Hershey will mount it for the Wolves. Gets in two. Number 10, Zach Wilson. Wilson guard by Cade Wendell. Wilson will give it up to the right side, Carter. Carter back up top of the key over number 33, Hershey to the corner, Wilson. Back up top to Hershey. Hershey will fire up a long three up and good. Makes her score 52-51. And Worthington Coburn will take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, 52-51, score 2:36 up here in the fourth. And K101 mounted for the Indians. Wolves are standing there, man-to-man press, gives it to Clay Schmitz. Clay will take it across half court, give it, hand it back off to Cade Wendell. Cade will. And we'll be fouled by number 10, Zach Wilson. So that'll be team's eighth. And Petey will go line shooting a 1-1. So Diego line shoot 1-1, 52-51 here in the Collar Mechanical fourth quarter. Petey has been at the free throw line so far tonight. Not doing a bad job. PG's first one up. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will just back out to Petey over to Cade Wendell on the right side. Cade will give up to Clay Schmitz. Clay will give it a left side Petey. Petey to Cade on top of key over to Kanapke. Kanapke over to the left side. Wendell back to Kanapke. Kanapke brings it back out. Here's the left side Wendell. Wendell will get into Petey. Petey will make a move and be offensive. So his third, team six. First one mounted for the Wolves gives him to number 10, Zach Wilson. Zach guarded by Cade Wendell. Zach will bring it up, give it over to Hershey. Hershey will make a move over to number 3, Carter. Carter will make a move to the, towards the basket over to number 24, Wills Thomas Wilson. Makes a right-hand layup, so the Wolves have the lead, 53-52. PD at the top of the key, has it. Gives it to the left side, Cade Wendell. Cade will give it over to PDP up at 4, a long 3, up no good. Rebound by number 3, Carter. Over to number 10, Wilson. Wilson up to number 0. Shump. Shump will give it to Zach Wilson. Zach will make a move. Baseline, Hershey traveled. No call. And gives it over to number 24, Thomas Wilson. 1 minute left here in the fourth. 53-52, Indians trail. Number 24, Thomas Wilson has it. Loses it on the floor, and Clay Smith comes up with it, and will be a timeout by Coach Bayshore. So we're going to take a quick timeout here on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mark Pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here, Fort Sutton Fieldhouse, 53-52, our score, Wolves on top. Just under a minute left here in the fourth. Ryan Braun will inbound it. Nope, Cade Wendell will now inbound it for the Indians. Cade will get it into Petey Judy. Petey back over to Cade. 50 seconds left here in the All Mechanical fourth quarter. Indians down one. PG on the right wing has it. Gives up to the top of the key. Clay back to the PD on the right wing. P gives in to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will make a move. Dish it out to Grant Kanapke. Bring it all the way back out. Over to Clay. Clay will back over to Grant Kanapke. Grant will dish out to Kay Wendell. Kay over the left side, Schmitz. Clay will get P off of the screen and will be fouled. So P will go line shooting two. So P will go line shooting two. 52-53. Wolves up one. Petey. First one up and good. So ties our game. 53 all. 20 seconds left. Petey will get his second. Petey's second one up and good. The Wolves down one. Zach Wilson up to number 3, Brandon Carter. Carter will make a move, just bring it back out to number 24, Wilson and Coach Souter is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Oh, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Fort Sutfield House. Wolves down 154-53, 15 seconds up here in the Fowler McKinkle fourth quarter. They get into Zach Wilson. Zach at top of the key. Gives it over to number three, Carter. Carter will put a shot up, no good. Rebounded by number 24, Thomas Wilson. Off a offensive board, and Coach Bayshore is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here at Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that. Superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here, Fort Sutfield House, 55-54. Cade Wendell, Grant Kanapke, Peyton Judy, Ryan Brown, and Derek Judy on the floor for the Indians.
Full game.
Down one. 4 seconds left. Cade Wendell will inbound it. 4.5 seconds left. Cade will get it to Petey. Petey has to go. Petey, 1 second, has to put up. He's up, no good. And the Indians lose to the Worthington Kilbourne Wolves. So we'll be back right after this. Talk about the game. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here, Fort Sutfield House, 54-55. Indians lose. Chase, what? Indians just struggling on that last possession on the defensive side and give up to an easy offensive board. And I mean, number 24, I don't know who it was. Yeah,
contested the layup at the end for the potential game-winning shot, and then we got a box out, and that's how they got their go-ahead basket, is an offensive rebound. We didn't box them out, and just a deep three on the other end from Petey and didn't fall, so Indians lose a tough one here at home.
And hopefully, I don't know if Coach Bayshore will be up here anytime soon, but we're going to take one more quick timeout. Hopefully, Coach will be up here. Take a break.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
If you're looking for a great, low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-461.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lose a tough one here to the Worthington Kilborn Wolves. And Coach Bayshore should be up here in a few minutes. I just see him come out of the locker room. So, I mean, Chase, one of those games that it's been an Indian triple all year. And it's just getting something in the score of MP Judy. I mean, getting the ball into somebody else's hands down the stretch and getting a few buckets out of them.
Yeah, it definitely seems like Indians struggle scoring in the second half usually, and they really pay attention to Petey. And, I mean, we saw a few good things from Bronny inside occasionally, and it's just, it'd be nice to see everyone step up, and I think they will as the season progresses, gets farther into tournament. But yeah, they just lost a tough one tonight, and it'd be nice to get at home, boost that record for tourney draw. But hey, we'll move on to the next one.
Yep, Monday makeup game with New Bremen will be here at the Fort. Freshman game at 4:30 a.m. followed by the JV and varsity game. The varsity will be broadcasted by WPGW Rob Weaver. Saturday, the girls are at South Adams. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that one. Thursday, girls will host Versailles. We will bring the action there. Friday, the boys at Versailles. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that one too. And also Saturday, the boys will host Arkham, and we'll have it here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio like usual. And I don't see him yet, so, I mean, I'm not sure what kind of play they draw up there at the end, Chase, and it's just not, I don't know what else
to
do.
PD wrap around and try to push it down. I mean, there's not much you can do with 4 seconds, but they definitely tried to get in PD's hands, and they did, and he pushed it up the court for a step-back three. Not a high percentage shot, but they couldn't really expect anything more, but just giving up that offensive rebound.
Yeah, at the end.
And put them in a tough spot.
Yep. And we're going to take one more quick timeout. We'll be back. Turn to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here, Fort Sept Fieldhouse. Indians lose a tough one here, 55-54 to the Wolves. And Coach Bayshore has not came out of the locker room yet, so we are just going to end it from here. Good night from the fort. Indians lose a tight one.